Now I know in very deed that our Lord hath sent his angel and delivered me out of Herod's hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, besides St. Gertrude the Great, we have many missions around the country, and one of them is St. Hugh of Lincoln Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Feast of St. Gertrude, as you should know, is celebrated on the 16th of November, and the very following day, on the 17th, there is the Feast of St. Hugh of Lincoln. But this is not the only time in a year when the feasts of our two parishes collide. St. Hugh's is located within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and the Archdiocese of Milwaukee has, of course, a cathedral church dedicated to St. John, just like the Cincinnati Cathedral Church is dedicated to St. Peter's Chains. And the feast of dedication of the Cathedral of St. John in Milwaukee is July the 31st. So yesterday morning in Milwaukee, I said the Mass of the dedication of a church, because that is there a feast of the double of the first class with a common octave, just like St. Peter's Chains here in Cincinnati is a feast of the double of the first class with a common octave. So one could almost think that it was preordained to have our two parishes, St. Gertrude's and St. Hugh's, linked together liturgically, not only in fall, but in summer as well. Today's feast recounts the moment when St. Peter was in prison. Herod Agrippa, who was the grandson of that Herod who had slaughtered the holy innocents, was then reigning as king in Judea. And the Jews detested Herod Agrippa, both because of his pagan religious tendencies and also because he did everything to please the Roman emperors and authorities. He wished, though, to find popularity with the Jews, so he started to persecute Christians. Herod Agrippa first killed Saint James, and then he imprisoned Saint Peter, who, as the supreme pastor of the church, was especially hateful to the Jews. This was the time of Jewish Passover, the greatest feast they had, and Peter was meant to be executed publicly after the feast. But the Christians prayed unceasingly for their pastor. On the night before he was meant to be executed, Peter was bound with two chains, with one hand chained to a soldier on each side. He slept soundly that night, and calmly and well, despite of the knowledge that he was to be put to death next morning. His conscience was at peace, and he was entirely resigned to the will of God. But then an angel appeared to him, awakened him, and told him to arise quickly. Peter did so, and the chains fell from his hands. Peter followed the angel from the prison to the iron gate leading to the city, and the gate opened of itself before them. But when they came out of the prison yard and passed to the street, the angel disappeared. It was then when Peter, who had been wondering if this was a dream or reality, he spoke these words of the introit: "Now I know in very deed that our Lord hath sent his angel and delivered me out of Herod's hand and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." The Gospel also continues how Peter then went to the house of Saint Mark, his devout disciple. Many Christians were assembled there in prayer for their supreme pastor. And then comes the passage, which is one of the instances which show that even sacred scripture contains funny language and humor. When Saint Peter knocked at the door, a young girl went to check who was at the door. She was probably a servant girl of Mark's mother Mary, and scripture tells that her name was Rhoda, which name means rose. So Rhoda went to answer Peter's knocking. There is a fine late 17th century woodcut by a German engraver named Peter Returns, which shows this dramatic moment of Peter knocking at the door and Rhoda holding a torch to shed light to the dark night, and she recognizes that it's the pastor of the church. And when she sees and when she heard that it was Peter, she was so overjoyed that she rushed to tell the others and forgot to open the door for him. She told the group of Christians who were praying that it was Peter knocking there on the door. They did not believe her at first and told she was out of her mind. All this time, Peter standing outside, all forgotten, and knocking on the door and hoping to get in to save from the Roman soldiers. And when Rhoda kept insisting inside that it was Peter, they just said, maybe it's his angel. And yet Peter kept on knocking, and eventually they opened the door for him. Dear faithful, it is in its simplicity and humor, this story is just delightful. Here he is, the head and rock of the church, Saint Peter, who has just been rescued by an angel and through God's miracle passed the prison gate. And yet he was now unable to get past a door to safety because a servant girl was too excited to open it for him. Dear faithful, it is often that in the darkest moments we find even great glimpse of humor, and this is truly the case in today's story. Chesterton once said that man is the only creation which can be dignified because he is also the only creation that can be absurd. So often we, the faithful of God, we are like the absent-minded servant girl, and we also make fools of ourselves because we have or have had wrong ideas. But we can then laugh at how foolish we were when we suddenly see things clearly, and we can laugh to our own and the absent-mindedness of the world. We can do this because we know the truth. Like Saint Peter, we can say, now I know in very deed. We know that Catholic religion is the only true religion and only real religion, outside of which you go to the prison of hell. And this is a serious truth, but it is a truth which makes us delightful and happy people, and even people who can laugh. We take our religion very seriously, but not nearly as seriously as the world takes its falsehoods. If you question any of the official truths of this day, like evolution, gender equality, Islam, or climate change, that is no laughing matter. You are being ridiculed and, in the worst case, thrown to prison like Saint Peter was. But it does not matter how popular an idea is today or tomorrow. What matters is whether it is right or wrong. To quote Chesterton again, right is right even if nobody does it. Wrong is wrong even if everybody is wrong about it. Imagine, there is a right and there is a wrong. The modern world has rejected this scandalously simple idea, and with the modern Herods, it seeks out the disciples of God and of truth. So, dear faithful, always take God and His church very seriously, but learn to take yourself not so seriously. To return to the beginning of the sermon, St. John, when running to the sepulchre of the resurrected Christ, he got there first. But because St. Peter was in a more dignified position, he was allowed by John to enter into the tomb first. You also always keep God first, and if you are in a position of authority, like as a parent, guard your honor and God's honor well. But should someone, either by accident or on purpose, point out your own weaknesses, like Rhoda did, or not give you the proper place you think you are entitled, learn to take it with humor and drive out any grudges or bad thoughts. After all, our true religion is meant to make us free and not to chain us on earth. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.